This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
Hi, BT, three random questions for you. Number one, are you afraid of snakes?
No, but I haven't been exposed to too many too often, thank God. Mm-hmm. And I have been in the desert, you know, out in Arizona. I guess I'm aware of them to an extent, and I love nature channels, and right. I love seeing animals attack each other. Like, I love
really?
That.
Really? You're
in it, huh? Oh, my God, I love it. I can't get enough of that. It's up there with the WWE shoots. I mean, I could sit there and watch hours.
Really?
Of, like, yeah.
Of animals getting...
Like hyenas, like 10 hyenas trying to attack a lion or alligators with a hippo. Oh, I find it fascinating. But in terms of snakes, no. How about you?
Okay, so here's how. Yes, definitely afraid of snakes. And I remember, like, as a young kid, maybe running to get the mail barefoot and, like, stepping right in front of a black little garden snake. And, oh, my God, a black snake!
In Long Island? Garden snakes, yeah.
So the genesis of this question, I watch. You guys watch White Lotus?
No.
Hoff, do you watch White Lotus?
I do. It's very boring this year.
Oh, come on. It's a good show. You
it's
caught
terrible.
Up on it. So last episode, I think it was last, it was either two or three. I get them mixed up.
Yes.
There was a scene with snakes
with
in it.
With a snake, yes.
Okay, where this one guy let, it's not like spoiling anything. One guy let like snakes out or whatever, right? So that leads me to, and my wife to have this discussion. I'm like, oh man, I don't like snakes. And then they start talking about how snakes sometimes, you know, you've seen this before where snakes come, sometimes can come up the toilet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that I do check that once in a while.
And now I'm thinking, yeah.
I actually do.
Okay.
That, I'm not saying I don't think about it. I'm not exactly terrified of them, but
you
I
mean,
think
like,
about them.
Before you sit down or something?
Yeah.
Look at that. Okay.
Yeah, a
so,
little bit.
So then I'm like.
Give it an extra flush in case they're coming up. Yeah. I make sure they don't go back down.
So now I take it to another step because I'm like, all right, well, we're new to Jersey and we're living in the freaking mountains.
A little
here.
Bit.
I don't know.
Well, you're not living in the mountains,
well,
dude.
I mean, that's...
We're not in the mountains.
But it is. It
I don't
is.
Know. To you, it is.
I don't know. It is. Some people describe
the
it
the Dakotas
that.
Are the mountains. Montana's yeah. the mountains. Wyoming's okay. the mountains. But I got you.
So I look it up, and I'm like, we don't have snakes like that, do we here? And then I Google it, and there are snakes in New Jersey.
What type did you find?
Dude, get a lot of them. Garter snake.
Okay, not worried about them.
Garter snake, blah, 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 whatever. There was a couple of them. Black rat snake. Northern water snake. Eastern milk snake. Like, and
really?
I started looking into all these things. I'm like,
are they poisonous?
I mean, I didn't get that far. I just look at them and say,
maybe you should. That's all that matters.
Whether they're poisonous or not, I don't want to look at those things. They're big. And then I start thinking of poor Maddox running around. You want to get a little dog. Maybe that thing gets eaten up by a
come home
snake.
Half eaten one day, God forbid. Jeez.
I did see a fox in broad daylight.
There's a lot of foxes where we live. Yeah.
Like in the day?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to go to the post office something the other day, like Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, throw on the music a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes a red fox darting across the road.
I'll tell you what. Now, I'm more afraid of foxes than snakes. I remember playing golf at my country club last year, and it was like, Yeah, because I can't play through like coach and work. Right. So I would go out a lot of time, especially since I knew it was closing. I would jump out at like 6:30, maybe bring a surfside, bring a beer or whatever, bring a bottle of water, and play by myself. Just, you know, drop 2-3 balls on each hole. Anyway, I was surrounded by 3 foxes, like a fox family. And, you know, I parked my car, finally get on the green, took me a while, getting ready to putt. And, like, they're following me every shot. I'm getting a little paranoid here. Like, I mean, Sal, I would hit a shot. They would watch me hit. I would drive my cart. They would follow me. They did this for 3 shots as I got to the green. Now I'm greenside. Now they follow me. They walk right up to the bunker. They're staring at me.
Maybe.
I'm like, these things, I honestly thought they were getting ready to eat me.
Maybe they knew you went to Marist.
Yeah, they just wanted to buddy up a little
bit. Marist nickname is what again?
The Red Fox is getting ready to win the MAC and hopefully make the dance. But yeah, they were a little intimidated because they weren't even blinking. They were staring at me.
Last one on the snakes, because I specifically looked up the town that we live in.
Yep.
And it said you may encounter northern water snakes, a non-venomous species, and potentially northern copperheads.
Oh, that sounds dangerous. Copperheads.
Venomous.
There you go. Copperheads are dangerous.
I may encounter them. No. I don't live in Arizona.
Be careful, dude.
I live in New Jersey. I don't want snakes, bears. What is this?
Would you make it a double, bartender? Make it a quadruple, actually, since we're both saying we'll sign it up for it. Anyway. Or a pit of Jesus. Or a pit of tarantulas.
Ooh.
A tough call.
I probably have to go tarantulas, but that's...
Why?
Aren't
they venomous,
too?
Or can't they bite?
Come on, man. All right, question number 2. If you were running late for work...
That's fantastic.
If you were running late for work or were on your way, you know, running late a little bit, but still
never
on your way...
Never late for work, by the way.
But you realize, like, you're 10 minutes into your trip or whatever, you realize you forgot your phone, what would you do?
10 minutes in? First, I'd probably punch the steering wheel, because that would really bother me. Right. That bothers me. I forgot my glasses today. So I'm asking Eric, I'm like, CeeLo, you got an extra pair?
Yeah, you're wearing these ridiculous looking glasses.
They look like, look at these. These are like half Urkel. I don't even know, half.
They look like glasses that belong
Brother
to like a
Love.
Stuffed teddy bear or something.
Well, you know who gave you these? Boomer.
I mean,
CeeLo, dude, I really need them just to read like off my laptop. Yeah. Not to do the show, but just to read a little fine print, do the read. So CeeLo goes in Jerry's desk. Jerry's doing the Big Ten tournament out there in Indianapolis. So he's like, maybe Jerry's got a pair. Boom, Jerry has a pair. So I take those, but they don't really fit. They're not the right prescription. Then I ask Boomer, hey, Boom, you got a pair? Yeah, he gives you like 3 or 4 old grandma glasses. Yeah. I appreciate the effort. So I'm kind of using those. So... I forgot my glasses, ironically, but I didn't realize I didn't have them. If it was the glasses, 10 minutes into the drive?
Glasses, you'd probably leave, no? Phone is the thing.
Because I can communicate with my laptop.
You're going to go a whole day without your phone?
Well, I'm going home after the show. Now, if I have to go to St. John's, which I don't today, that's different. That's like a whole day. I get home at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, and I leave at 6:50, 7 o'clock in the morning. Today, if I would have left the phone today after I got through the little 2 minutes of seething and infantile behavior, honestly, I probably would have said, screw it, I'm good.
Yeah, you're better than I am.
I probably would have said I'm going to leave it at home today.
Sometimes I forget the phone in the car on the walk to the train, and I'm like, I got to go back and grab it.
That's happened to me as well.
And then the other day, I got up to the train, I was running late, and I had no choice, and I was like, oh, shoot, do I have my phone? Luckily, I did, but then I was thinking, man, what if I didn't? Would I bypass this train?
That's the worst.
I can't go a whole day without the phone. I got everything here.
I left my phone in the Oakland Coliseum when I was working out there, and I actually somehow found it, and it was underneath the seat that I was sitting at. It's the most empty field. You lost. It's everything.
All right, last one.
Yep.
Is it okay for adults to wear jerseys to games?
Yeah. Who am I to be the jersey police? Well, I mean, you might want to be the jersey police. Maybe run a more stringent operation, but...
Or would you have rules for wearing jerseys? Like, you can't...
No, who the hell am I to give out rules? I mean, do I find it odd when I go to a Jets game and I see, like, a very... Like, a Kyle Brady... I don't... Like, there's some... Or you know what I don't like? And still, I'm not going to tell you not to wear it. I don't like, I don't want to see a Favre Jet. Like, if you were here for a year, just like I'm not going to want to see Rodgers in a couple of years, even though he was here for 2. Like, there should be an expiration. And I'm not a jersey guy. I like sweatshirts.
Right.
I'm not a jersey guy as a grown man myself. But no, do what you got to do. Do you.
I've been a jersey guy my whole life. I mean, well, there was a point when I, you know, really started to get older, 35-ish. Yeah, maybe I was like, I don't think I can wear jerseys. Then last year, I started wearing them during football season just for fun. But what made me think of it is you go to a Ranger game, and like almost everybody in there is wearing a jersey. And for some reason,
hockey's different.
Yeah, I was just gonna say for some reason hockey does feel different. I like it for nostalgic purposes now.
Uh-huh.
You know, back then, I was wearing it as if I was a player. You know, 18, 20 years old. Like,
hey, God, from Ronkonkoma,
Salamacata. That was my thought process. So I do like getting into the spirit of the game by wearing jerseys, and maybe it's a cool way to show off some retro stuff. Or
yeah.
I love that. But I do think there is a line that often gets crossed on wearing a jersey looking the right way versus wearing older jerseys to a game just because, and so many of them are so outdated and not nostalgic.
I know. I'll tell you, there's a couple of jersey looks that, again, I'm not telling you what to do. I would never do that.
No, we of course
certain
not doing
things,
that.
But just not with the jerseys. There are certain looks that just don't, you can't cut it anymore. Like if you're a 50-something-year-old meathead that's still a little bit jacked up, but half the muscles now flab, and you're all tatted up, and you still think you're on the Jersey Shore in your 20s, don't just rock the jersey. Like, that's a weird look.
Yeah.
You know?
Either way, to each their
own.
It's
a weird look. Yeah. You know, 50-something years old, come on.
I would never tell somebody what to do or not to do, but I do notice sometimes where I'm like, I don't know if that's the right thing to be doing as an elder. I'd rather go for the, like, if I go to the Ranger game, I'm going to take Sammy to her first Ranger game coming up.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing a Ranger jersey. She will. I'll put her in a Ranger jersey.
Were you going to go with a hoodie or just no Ranger stuff at all?
I'll probably go the Rangers hoodie, okay. Maybe Ranger jacket, depending on the weather there. But either way, I sometimes feel like, Hoff, you're a big jersey guy. Are you not? You wore a Ranger jersey to the game?
Yeah, I love jerseys.
Yeah, you wear your Mets jersey a lot of time in here?
I wear jerseys everywhere.
Yeah.
The church.
Hoff is a jersey. Football
Church.
Sundays, you wear a jersey.
He's working.
Not when I'm working, right. Okay. But I used to when I was not going to the games.
All right, there you have it.
I don't think I've ever.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Had more than like two jerseys at once.
Interesting.
Yeah. I had a Wayne Corbett jersey that I got from Cosby by the Garden.
Yeah.
When
Jerry Cosby's best.
No, I love that place. A lot of hockey stuff, like a lot of hockey gear. But I got it from there, and I had a, that's real, I mean, not many now that I think about it. I had a Curtis jersey that somebody gave me. Not a lot.
My closet's still filled. I got to start selling some of those. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Let's get back to the calls. That was a fun 3RQ. 888-808-1019. Giants quarterback, I was going to say issues
here, but that applies. It's an issue.
Giants quarterback situation is the main topic at hand. Yvonne is calling from Houston. What's up, Yvonne? Or Ivan?
What's up, guys? How are you doing today? Ivan.
Okay, there you go. What's up?
So I just wanted to talk about the quarterback position. See, I'm with BT a little bit, and I'm not – if they don't like the quarterbacks, I say don't draft them. But to bring up everything that they've done, especially with the Daniel Jones, like, that wasn't even before them. I don't think they should really be held to, you know, that mistake that was made. And, again, signing him, they really didn't have a choice after he won that playoff game. I mean, if you remember, I said he won that playoff game. BT, you wanted him for the Jets. You thought he was going to be a top 10 quarterback. So I don't really hold him on to that. But I just think that the way
to go, but what about last year? And by the way, we're just talking heads who give our opinion. Like, we could be right or wrong.
Yeah,
they can't.
I get that.
Okay, but what about last year?
I know you guys love Penix. I mean, he threw 3 touchdowns in 3 games and 2 picks.
Did you watch him, or are you looking at the stats?
Yeah, I watched him. Okay. He wasn't that good.
No,
I mean, I don't think he was that good.
Well, you're wrong.
You cannot say I'm wrong already after 3 games.
No, it doesn't. I'm not saying.
If you want to go by track records of saying somebody's wrong after 3 games, I mean, you guys, I'm wrong most of the time.
What? So, say that again? How are we wrong?
You guys are wrong most of the time.
No, that's based on what? Yvonne, first of all, we're not wrong all the time, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. We're wrong a lot. Sure, that happens. Sports opinion. Doesn't matter. What the point is Michael Penix looked like a starting quarterback in the NFL. Who's the Giants quarterback right now? So you could say that, you didn't think he looked good. Well, you'd be in the minority. How about this? We have Brian Boldinger on every Tuesday. You don't trust our opinion? We have Boldinger on during the football season. Ask him what he thought of Michael Penix. And if you didn't listen to it, I'll tell you what he said. He's high on him. So you could think what you want about Penix and look at the stats. I don't believe that you actually watched him. Because if you did, you'd be like, man, I wish the Giants had that. Doesn't mean he's going to be good, BT. Who knows? But the thought was, Penix, they didn't like him. He at least proved in a small sample size that he looked the part. He was better than Kirk Cousins for Atlanta a year ago. Bo Nix was proven to be a quarterback who took his team to the postseason. These are all facts. Also, fact I will have you know, Yvonne, that I wanted the Giants to take a quarterback last year. Check, that was right. I also told you Juan Soto would sign with the Mets. Check, that was right. I also said I wanted Aaron Rodgers to be back this year, like with the Jets. They moved on from him. Aaron Rodgers looking like a better quarterback. So the point is, BT, it's not like, you're always wrong. No, and it doesn't matter if we're always right. The point is the Giants don't have a quarterback. And in hindsight, it's even easier to say that Penix or Bo Nix or McCarthy would have been the right choice then versus where the Giants are at now.
Well, I've always liked Penix. And, you know, forget about with the Falcons. I watched him play at Indiana. So yeah. I've been watching Michael Penix play for going back 4 years now. And I like him. Ironically, I saw him play more in college really than I did the last 3 games with the Falcons. Right. I want to see him play more as a pro. I like him.
Also, people hated that pick at the time.
Yeah, I think it confused people. I don't think it was more about the play. He was also coming off a big injury. He was a little bit banged up. It wasn't so much the player. It was more, the right move?
It was more they just paid Kirk Cousins, and Correct. Now you're wasting a 6th pick or whatever it was, 7th pick on Michael Penix.
Yeah, and here we go. It's like they made the right move. I think they made the right move. Now, I know he's going to be good. I don't know if he's going to be great. He could be. I want to see him play more in the NFL. Listen, the opinions on quarterbacks, right? I learned my lesson, and you want to laugh, Jet fans, go Google this. Me and Tiki had Tony Romo on. I think Tony had just gotten the CBS job, like year 2 maybe. He comes on our old national show, and the platitudes that he's throwing around with Darnold, he actually said, quote, he is going to take the baton from Tom Brady as the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right.
Like, you know, and then he came on again and said he loves Zach Wilson, so he's going to be the next Mahomes. A grain of salt. I mean, the quarterback evaluation market it's a racket. But if you can get paid to give quarterback opinions and get paid well and with no fear of being wrong, you're in the right job, because we're all wrong more than we're right with quarterbacks.
But there is a difference with what Yvonne was saying versus...
Oh, forget about who cares what he was saying.
Well, I'm just saying, I didn't say Penix was going to be a future star. He said, Yvonne said he wasn't good last year. That's factually incorrect. Like, there's right and wrong based off of fact. Yvonne is factually incorrect if he actually watched Michael Penix a year ago. BT and Sal on the Fan will come back, reset, hit you with the crown topic of the day, Giants quarterback situation, and it's not pretty. 888-808-1019.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.